have an itching to help out, there's a sign-up sheet. Hello. Yay, they'll turn it on. Give them a second. Till then, we'll just look at each other. All right. We're getting there. Getting it figured out. Turning it on. Here we go now. And now. That sounded. I can hear it. There's a sound. What was I saying? Thank you. Lots of not. If you got an itching to help, there's a, because we still got some one of those things you put air in. Like bounce houses, and they're not just all bounce houses. Like one's a whack-a-mole. Y'all remember that game? Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. We can hit people, but, you know, who doesn't want to hit people? It's all right to laugh. And we're moving on. But there's different games like that that we could use some help with. If you don't mind, that'd be awesome. Also, we want to, if you get a chance to grab some candy, please do, because we want to be a huge blessing to the community. Because, you know, people choose where they go based on candy. Y'all know that, right? They really do. They don't really, some people like to dress up, but a lot of it's the kids. So they go where, like, yes. So a lot of people will pick Arroyo Vista and stuff like that because they hand out full candy bars. Talk to kids. They'll tell you stuff like that. So if you got good candy, that's where they go, right? So if we got a lot of candy and good candy, they'll show up. Right? Amen. Be able to bless the community like we always do. Amen. Because we are blessed to be a blessing, correct? Amen. Yes. Amen. I agree. Amen. The good stuff. Yes. Amen. Well, I'll pray and we'll get into the word. Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you, and magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word. We thank you for answers to every situation that we come up against, Father God. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing light, illumination through your word to us to help us. To help us in our everyday life, Father God, where places we used to struggle, we struggle no longer. And I thank you, Father God, that we'll continue to walk in the light that you've revealed to us. We'll continue to operate out of the joy that's already on the inside of us. We'll cause it to come out. We'll make it come out, Father God. Even in difficult situations, we will be able to laugh our way all the way through it. Amen. And so, Father God, we thank you in advance for your word. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said, amen. Amen. How many of y'all got blessed from those meetings? Hallelujah. If you missed it, they're on YouTube and Facebook page. It's worth rewatching. Amen. Definitely worth rewatching. I got a question. You're going to have to stop yawning. You're going to make me yawn. No, you're okay. I'm messing with you. I do it sometimes too. Sitting on the front row doing praise and worship. I'm like, what is that? All right, so don't answer this. All right, look at your neighbor, say, don't answer. It's a trick question. It's a trick question. All right, don't answer. Can you have a faith failure? The answer is no. Can you have a faith failure? Answer is no, because faith can't fail. Amen. Faith can't fail. Amen. So for somebody to say they had a faith failure, it's a lie. Because when has faith ever failed? When has it ever failed? Where did we get faith from? Pull up Romans 12:3, please. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think how? Soberly, according as God, as who?
God.
Hath what?
Every man.
And woman. Every man and woman. It's just mankind. It doesn't just mean a man. Right? To every man The, not a, because if it was an A, then we'd be able to challenge God on it. Because then if you got a measure and then I got a measure, your measure might be bigger than mine. But if he says the measure, everybody starts out with the same exact amount. And it's up to us to build that faith, to grow that faith from the word, right? And to exercise it. We can get faith from the word, but if we never exercise it, it ain't going to grow. It ain't. Never will. But God dealt to every man the measure of faith. So to say I had a faith failure is saying that, God, you failed when you gave me faith. God, the faith you used to create this entire world that I'm walking on and everything I see failed me. But if we'll just be honest with ourselves and say, I missed it somewhere. Either I wasn't in faith like I thought I was, or I did something wrong, because God never fails. And faith never fails. I might not have enough faith for something, or I might speak a command of faith, but then back up from it. As in, man, why ain't it happened yet? God, why did they get it? Well, now I'm not in faith anymore. Now I'm complaining. Now I'm second guessing God. Right? And I'm getting over into unbelief. And so that there, you just ruined it there, right? So I wrote it like this. So if we are saying we have faith, a faith failure, we're saying God gave us something that will fail sometimes. Right? So we definitely got to be careful with saying these little phrases that people say sometimes. And look, I heard this said, and God, you know I'm not trying to talk against anybody, by no means. All right? We're just talking about it right now, right? And they might not understand everything I understand. So that's not up to them. But I heard somebody say, you know, maybe the reason God's not answering your prayer because he knows you'll destroy yourself if he answered it. Well, that's the reason we're going over the prayer study course. Because if you actually pray the correct way, God answers every single prayer you pray. That's in faith and according to the word, not something crazy like, God, give me his wife. He ain't going to answer that. That's not biblical. God ain't going to go against himself, against his word. Amen. So things like that, sometimes we got to pay attention to what we're saying or what people saying, and pay attention to what, is it lining up to what the word of God says? That's I got to base everything off of, is it lining up to what the word of God says? Does it or does it not? You know? There's that, y'all remember that one, maybe y'all don't, I believe it was a country song, it was, and one of God, that's how it went, one of God's greatest gifts was unanswered prayer, right? And then people get to singing that, and then you sing it long enough, you'll start believing it. It's so funny how songs will just wrap you up into something, and they get you to believe in it, and then you'll start going, well, where'd that come from? Well, what are you listening to? It's not always somebody. What are the songs you're listening to? Amen. Amen. All right. So we're not preaching about that tonight, but it was good anyways. Amen. We're talking about real faith or imitation faith. Real faith or imitation faith. Turn over to 1 Timothy 1, please. First Timothy 1, we'll start about verse 4. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister what? Questions. Rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Next, please. Now, to the end of the commandment is what? which is we know is love, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience, and of faith unfeigned. Faith unfeigned. Feigned means pretend. Feigned means pretend. It also means to pretend to feel or be affected by something. So it means to pretend, and then it means to pretend to feel or be affected by something. It also means to give a false appearance of. That's what feign means. So then unfeigned obviously means not phony or real. Real faith. Right? The ERV says, where it says of, I'll get it out, and of faith unfeigned, the ERV says, whose faith in God is real. Hallelujah. Yeah, right there. And whose faith in God, my purpose in telling you to do this is to promote love, the kind of love shown by those whose thoughts are pure, who do what they know is right, and whose faith in God is what?
Real.
Is real. Amen. The weast, y'all got, you know, we don't have that. I got it on my phone if you want to see it, but I wrote it on here to save time. Let me pull it up. Four and five, yeah. It says, and the attention, well, I'll read verse five. But the end sought to be secured by exhortation is the love which springs from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a sincere faith. A sincere faith. Amen. I like that. A sincere faith. Faith that is not assumed, but real. Amen. Assumed means taken without proof, pretended. Taken without proof and pretended. And then the Webster means not true or real. Now, I believe that one's the Phillips. Let me pull it up real fast. I forgot which translation that was where it talked about faith which is not assumed but real. Sorry, I wrote down that definition, but I didn't write down the translation. Faith which is assumed, which is not assumed but real. Assumed obviously means taken without proof, pretended, and that's the 1828, and then the Webster says not true or real. The Good News translation says a genuine faith. A genuine faith, right? So talking about like a real faith, not a phony faith, a sincere faith, but I like the real faith. I like talking about the real faith. That kind of puts it more in perspective what I'm talking about. So I got a few things I wrote down. I'll talk about them for a minute. Let's say you're boarding a plane, and the captain says, as you're boarding, don't worry. I played a pilot in a play once, so we're good. Right? Or let's say you're going in for a surgery and you go into the operation room and the doctor's standing there and he says, don't worry. I used to play that game Operation growing up and I'd never hit the sides. We'll be fine. Right? Playing a pilot, or, yeah, I wrote this one down too, a doctor, or you see the doctor and they tell you, well, look, you know, my mom or dad's a doctor. I seen them operate. I seen what they did. I think I got it. you know, we should be good. Or a pilot, hey, I've seen somebody fly a few times. I believe we can get it. You know, I've seen them do it. We should be good. I've watched them long enough. You know, I've watched a lot of YouTube. You know, I Googled it. You know, we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll make it in. You know, come on, lay it down on the operating table. You know, we'll be fine. You know, if I got any questions, I'll Google it real fast. You'll be in anesthesia. You won't even know it. You know, don't worry about it. You know, playing a pilot is not the same as being a pilot. Playing doctor isn't the same as being a doctor, right? Knowing someone that's a pilot or a doctor doesn't make you a pilot or a doctor. Right? Just because you know somebody, right? You could go through everything you saw someone else do that's a doctor or a pilot. Well, they did this or they did that, and you could end up killing somebody either on the operation table or in a plane crash, right? How silly would we look if we walked away and said, well, doctoring doesn't work and being a pilot doesn't work just because we failed at it. Just because the thing that we thought would work because we saw somebody else doing it. Well, that's not real. That's not real. It didn't work for me. Well, just because you played doctor. Did you go through the schooling? Did you get educated in it? Do you know how to operate in it? Do you know how to exercise your faith in it? But because we saw somebody else doing it, we assume we know how to do that now. And then it fails, and then we're like, well, see, faith ain't real. Because, you know, whatever I was praying for, believing God for, didn't come to pass. So then faith can't be real. Because, you know, I've seen them operate in faith. I've seen them operate in faith. I've read about faith. And I was believing God for this, and it didn't happen. So faith must not be real. Faith might not be for everybody. God just places, you know, faith on some people. You know, if you're a minister and stuff, he gives you some more faith. You know, us that aren't ministers, we got to work for it. You know, but that's seriously what some people think sometimes. And so then they'll fail thinking they're in faith when they weren't in faith at all because they saw somebody do something, so they assume that their faith can work off of what they saw instead of getting into the Word and finding out and figuring out and exercising their faith and getting their faith to work for them. They assume their faith is going to work based off somebody else, and it ain't. And then when it fails, because faith won't fail, they'll fail. They'll walk away and go, well, see, I told you, that faith stuff don't work. And then that's how you get a lot of different teachings. Based off of experiences. Based off of failures, more better to say. Justifying why something didn't happen. Because number one, I don't fail. See, and when you think about it, that's all prideful. All prideful. Because now you're saying God failed. His faith failed. Everything he did for you failed. Because you can't fail. You're perfect. You got it figured out. And you did everything right. But God failed you. That's a bad place to be. That's a bad place to be telling God that he failed you. That his faith that he gave you, that created this earth, failed you. Failed. And if that prayer failed us, then how do we even know our faith to get saved worked then? Because how are you saved? By faith are you saved through grace, right? So if faith doesn't work, how are you even saved? So now we created something saying, well, faith don't work. But yet, on the other hand, we're saying we're saved. Well, you can't say both because either faith doesn't work or it does work. If faith doesn't work, then none of us is getting to heaven because by faith are you saved. By faith. So if faith doesn't work, who is saved? But if we just are honest with ourselves and say, you know what? Faith can't fail. God can't fail. I missed it somewhere. So I'm going to find out where I missed it. Holy Ghost, help me. Show me what I did wrong. Or show me where I'm missing it. If you just don't know, then it's okay. If you just don't know, God will still walk you through it and help you. Amen. He's not sitting up there going, well, you're dumb. You don't even know what you're doing. No. That's why we got the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. He's teaching us. But if I just constantly ignore him, go, no, I didn't see him do it like that. I seen him point his finger like this, get that little look in his eye and say, bills be paid. Well, why ain't my bills paid? Well, you're working off assumption faith. You're trying to work off somebody else's faith, and it ain't going to work for you. You're trying to work off what you saw somebody else's faith do. Turn over to Romans 3. We'll go over there. Romans 3, about verse 3. I'm going to pull it up in the west.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I'll read it to you in the King James first. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God, what? Yea, let God be, but every man, God's faith failed. Let God be true. And every man a liar. Amen. And saying things like that makes you a liar. Amen. I'm not being mean. I've done it before. Amen. We're just learning, right?
Yes.
Amen. We're still happy?
Yes.
All right, good. Amen. But every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mayest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. The weast says, for what if some Jews have proved unfaithful? Shall their faithlessness render God's faithfulness worthless? Amen. I'll read that again. Shall their faithlessness render God's faithfulness worthless? And then it says, no. Indeed, let us hold God to be true, though every man should be proved to be false. As it stands written, that thou mayest be shown to be just in the sentence thou pronouncest, and gain thy cause when thou contendest. That's a fun word. I don't know why I'm reading it out of that when I have my weast right here. That'll learn you. I forgot I had it up here. All right. There are people that started off wide open in faith. I'm going to have to burn the shirt. Something's stabbing me in my neck. That just don't feel nice. But they slowly started to back off because they didn't experience the results that they were looking for. There's people that started off real strong in faith and started going at it. But then they kind of slowly started backing off because, you know, they might believe God for something. And then here's the thing. Once we get saved and we're believing God, he works with us. We get saved. We're hungry. We're going after it, right? And so we're praying about stuff and we're getting answers right and left. Bam, bam, bam. Well, just like a baby, the parents expect that child to do what? Stay a baby in a diaper when they're 20 and 30 years old?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
See, God expects us to grow up the same way.
Yeah.
And so the reason it was easier, because we really didn't know much, but we was just hungry for the Word of God, and so we was in it, right? And then the more we started going in our Christian walk, you know, the easier things were coming and stuff like that, and then we started getting a little bit lazy. Because now it's easy. Now it's not as hard. I ain't got to read today. It'll be all right. It'll be all right for a few days. You know, we're good. And then we'll try to believe God for something and it won't work. And then we'll try to believe God for something else and it doesn't work. And then we'll try to, and then we'll start backing off going, well, faith used to work. Maybe it doesn't now. It's like when somebody comes up here for prayer. There's been people that went up to their pastor for prayer and got healed and then ended up getting sick again. Well, they went back to their pastor. See, the pastor was able to carry them with his faith because they were still young. But they've been there a little while now. So now God, it's just like a three-year-old. Once a three-year-old becomes a 10, 13-year-old, you expect them to act like a three-year-old still? Or do they have more responsibilities now? And so they come back, and the pastor prays for them, and they go, well, see, I didn't get healed this time. The pastor don't have faith no more. Pastor ain't got it. Well, instead of looking at your pastor, where's yours at? See, if we're always looking at somebody else, 100% of the time, we're the problem.
Yes,
well, that didn't work because, you know they did that wrong or they said that. Well, I mean, you have a Bible like all of us.
Yes.
Oh, amen. Moving on. Yeah, moving on. And another one that'll kind of get people is they prayed. They sowed, they tithed, but they ain't seeing any results from it. And so then they'll start kind of slowly backing off. See, they said sowing seed and stuff like that works, but I'm not seeing anything from it. And so their movement is slowly like this. And they don't even realize it. Until something comes up, and then they start going, you know what? All they want is my money. Why does he just talk about money all the time? Well, maybe because God did. Because obviously you ain't read about David and them and how much money they sold for just churches. What about Solomon? A queen showed up, and it took her breath away how his servants were dressed and handled themselves in his kingdom. And that's a king's kid. Are you? Am I? So we got to find out what belongs to us then, right? And so a lot of times that'll, you know, and they're like, well, I confessed this for like a month straight, and I ain't seeing any results from it. Well, who cares? Just keep confessing it. Keep believing God. Keep going forwards. Because what else are you going to do? Just not believe? You know? Here, that's the deal. Either we can be believing God for something or sitting in neutral. And then complain whenever somebody else gets up here and they get a brand new house like we wanted to believe God for. Amen. What are we talking about tonight? Amen. Turn over to Acts 19. Nope. We ain't got time. We really don't. Amen, because that one's going to be a minute. Yes, it is. It's all right. Amen. So we can't be backing off of faith, right? We can't be assuming that we know faith just because we saw somebody act one way or we saw somebody do something one certain way, and then we just assume, well, if he can do that, I can do that. Right? That's a bad place to be. Each one of us, you know, we're all able to get into the Word of God and to feed our faith on the Word.
Yes.
Right? And that's how, and then once the way we exercise our faith is by using our faith. Just like your muscles, the way you exercise your muscles are how? Using them, putting weight behind them, putting, you know, putting pressure up against them. And that's what it feels like with faith sometimes whenever you're speaking to things. Satan's up against it, applying pressure. But you're exercising that faith muscle. And so you just continually exercise it. Continually walk forward with it. Continually use it. And don't back off from it. And continually feed your faith in the Word of God. Because just like faith, just like a dollar bill in your pocket, once it's spent, faith is. Faith is just like that dollar bill. Once you spend faith, you got to replenish it. It doesn't just show up automatically. Faith comes by the Word of God, right? And so if I'm not in the Word of God, and then a great way to see if you're feeding enough, are you real touchy? Are you real touchy? That's a great way to see if you're still in faith, or if you're either beyond your measure of faith, or if you haven't fed on the Word of God lately, because you're touchy. Now your faith is getting unsettled, your spirit man's getting unsettled, he's starving, ain't got nothing to eat. Amen. And so it's going to make you a little touchy and angry. Amen. Yeah, spiritually hangry, yes. So don't have pretend faith, right? Don't have a phony faith. Have a real faith, a faith that gets things done. And, you know, every one of us have that. Every one of us have the measure of that. The same faith that God used to create the earth, we have a measure of. Brother Hagin used to say every time he'd come up against a hard spot, he'd go, I have a measure of the God kind of faith. I have a measure of the kind of faith that created this world. And so it'd help him out because he's reminding himself, I have a measure of the God kind of faith. Because that same faith that created this world, I have a measure of that. So do you. Amen. We have a measure of the same of the God kind of faith. We have a measure of the kind of faith that created this world. Amen. So what will that faith do for you? Amen. Amen. And it's more that we're feeding on it and more we're moving with it, the greater things we'll begin to see in our lives and in our town. Amen. And in our town, right? There was ministers that they said that there's these two ministers in this town. They ended up passing away. And after they passed away, they said that crime shot up almost through the roof in that town. They were able to hold it back. Amen. Using their faith and using their authority.
Yeah.
So what can a church full of faith that knows their authority do in their town? Instead of talking about, well, you know, everybody's coming here, it's getting worse and all that, why don't we speak to it? Why don't we take authority over that? There was this one lady came in the church. She said, Pastor, there's drug dealers coming out every day and coming out at noon and then leaving at midnight. None of us can go out anywhere. You need to do something. He said, well, come up here then. And so they prayed and the Holy Ghost told him, anoint this oil, give it to her and have her take it to her street and pour it down the middle of her street. She said, all right. So they prayed over it. She grabbed it, went and anointed her street, poured it down the middle of her street. The gang members ended up leaving that next day. And she came back, said they've been gone, and they ain't showed back up since. Amen. So we do have authority. We have the same authority Jesus used. Amen. We have a measure of that authority. We have that same authority. Amen. All right. Well, God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and I thank you for everything you're doing, for everything you've done, and for everything you will do. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.